This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Mark 5:1, they, meaning Jesus and the disciples, went across the lake to the region of the Gerasenes. When Jesus got out of the boat, a man with an evil spirit came from the tombs to meet him. This man lived in the tombs, and no one could bind him anymore, not even with a chain. For he had often been chained hand and foot, but he tore the chains apart and broke the irons on his feet. No one was strong enough to subdue him. Listen how sad this is. Night and day among the tombs and in the hills, he would cry out and cut himself with stones. Mark that in your Bible, those of you that do. Cut himself with stones. We're going to talk about that. When he saw Jesus from a distance, he ran and fell on his knees in front of him. He shouted at the top of his voice, "What do you want with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? Swear to God that you won't torture me." For Jesus had said to him, "Come out of this man, you evil spirit." Then Jesus asked him, "What is your name?" "My name is Legion," he replied, "for we are many." And he begged Jesus again and again not to send them out of the area. A large herd of pigs was feeding on the nearby hillside. The demons begged Jesus, "Send us among the pigs. Allow us to go into them." He gave them permission, and the evil spirits came out and went into the pigs. The herd, about 2,000 in number, rushed down the steep bank into the lake and were drowned. Those tending the pigs ran off and reported this in the town and countryside, and the people went out to see what had happened. When they came to Jesus, this is so powerful, they saw the man who had been possessed by the legion of demons sitting there, dressed and in his right mind. And they were afraid. You believe that? They're afraid of a man who's fully clothed and sitting there in his right mind. They're afraid of him. Those who had seen it told the people what had happened to the demon-possessed man and told about the pigs as well. Then the people began to plead with Jesus to leave their region. They were worried about economics. "We want this guy out of here." As Jesus was getting into the boat, the man who had been demon-possessed begged to go with him. Jesus did not let him, but said, "Go home to your family and tell them how much the Lord has done for you and how he has had mercy on you." So the man went away and began to tell in the Decapolis, which is a term that means 10 cities, how much Jesus had done for him. And all the people were amazed. All the people were amazed. Several years ago, I was talking to a man in my office about the claims of Christ on his life. And really, I was just trying to talk him, not into something, but sharing with him the gospel. And I said, "You really need to make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life." I'll never forget what he said. He said, "I don't need Jesus and Christianity dominating my life. I got enough problems. I don't need Jesus and Christianity dominating my life." And what I said, I think, offended him, but here's what I said without even thinking. I said, "Jesus isn't into domination. He's into deliverance. You need to be delivered. You don't need to be dominated. You need to be delivered." And he had nothing to say. He had nothing to say to that. Jesus is not into domination. He's into deliverance. And there's a man here today who needs to be delivered by the power of God. And there's a woman here today, there's a young person perhaps, who needs to be delivered. You don't need to be dominated, you need to be delivered, because that's what the business that Jesus is in.
Well, of all the stories about Jesus dealing with the demonic, this story has to be hands down the most dramatic, most exciting, and most powerful in the way it describes what Jesus did for someone. That's the theme of this series, What Jesus Did, He Does. Crosshope.org is our website. That's crosshope.org. Listen tomorrow as this message continues.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.